Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Bibles, go to the book of Genesis tonight, and I'm not going to be long at all tonight. Some of our men's been here since a little bit before four today, and this afternoon we had deacons meeting, then men's meeting, and then we're going to have a business meeting at the end to vote on building our new sanctuary. But I do want to give you a thought tonight, but again, I'm not going to be long. I'm going to be respectful because I know it's been a long day. Some was here before nine this morning getting everything ready for the donuts, and I just want to say this. I'm thankful for workers in the church. Amen. And I appreciate you being faithful. Genesis chapter number 6. Genesis chapter number 6. And I failed to make mention of this, but Brother Ramsey, did y'all have a good morning this morning? Amen. Had a good morning over at Elkhorn. I said Pilot Horn. And I had him and Brother Scotty all mixed up there, didn't I? But anyway, over at Elkhorn, amen. And good to see them this evening, Miss Tanya. It's evening time. And I walked back to her, and she said, well, good morning. I said, well, you took a nap today, didn't you? She said, now, I don't never take a nap on Sunday. But today, I said, you did today because you got your mornings and evenings mixed up. But anyway, so good to see them tonight. Let me read you a couple verses and talk to you a little bit about a man by the name of Noah tonight. Amen. We'll see if we can learn something about it. Let's stand in honor and reverence to the reading of God's word. Genesis chapter number 6, verse number 1 says this, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. Bible said in verse number 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagine of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man of the earth, on the earth, and it grieved him of his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Look at verse number 8. The Bible said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Now, for the sake of time, go to verse 14. The Bible says this, make thee an ark of gopher wood, rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Verse 22, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. What a testimony right there. Thus did Noah according to all. Everything God said do, he done it. According to all that God commanded him, so did he. Father, help us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated tonight. I want to talk to you just a little while about a work in the work of God, or doing a work for God, or working, making a difference. If you want to make a difference tonight, it takes work to make a difference. Amen. I thought about, I read through a lot of things today. I was writing some things and sending them to another guy about leadership and things like that. And I was reading through a lot of things. And you know, a lot of people is interested about a position, but they don't have a passion. And can I say something to you? When you have a passion, a position doesn't matter. You'll do the work that needs to be done. Amen. Noah was a man that knew what work was. Listen to what the Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his family, by which he commanded the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said that Noah builded an ark to the saving of his family. Can I say something to you tonight? How did Noah build that ark? It took hard work for Noah to build the ark. I was thinking today, before I went full-time in the ministry, I done framing's what I done. I built houses and I worked a lot in construction, and I was thinking today about all the conveniences, nail guns and chop saws and all the conveniences that you have in modern day construction. But you know what? Noah didn't have that. I thought about this. I thought about the blueprints, Brother Lloyd, that you go off of, and Brother Sean, whenever you get ready to build, you're handed something and it says do this, this, and this, and if you do all of these things right, it works out. Noah was just told, this is what you build it out of, and this is the size to build it. There wasn't no blueprints handed to him that an engineer had figured out that this thing really will float on water if you build it this way. But you know what he done? He done all that God commanded him to do. He done a work for God, and because of that work, it saved his family. I thought about this. If you were to pick out a man that is a hard-working man, who would be the first one that comes to your mind? I would think about this. Noah would be one of the first ones that comes to my mind. You want to talk about somebody that done a work. How many has ever been to Kentucky and viewed the ark? Has anybody ever been to the Kentucky? There's a few in here that's been to Kentucky. Let me tell you something. You need to one time in your life drive to Kentucky and look at the ark. It is huge, man. I'm telling you, it is amazing. And Noah built not that ark, but and I thought about this. They have that video in there that you watch about how that they set the sides on it and all of that went together. Noah didn't have any of that. Noah didn't have a crane. Noah didn't have this. No, man, you want me to tell you what Noah had? Noah had work. That's what Noah had. But Noah was not afraid of work. Listen to what the Bible said. Noah was faithful in working as a man of God for over 100 years. Listen to what the Bible said in Ephesians 2. Here's the verses we quote a lot of times. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen goes to all of that. But listen to verse number 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto, watch this, good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. He's not saying that we're saved by works. He just clarified that in verse number 8 and 9 and said we're saved by grace. But because we're saved, it will produce works tonight. It will produce doing something for God. I want to talk to you just a little bit tonight about working, making a difference. Working here in just a few minutes, we're going to go into a business meeting, and we've been in a men's meeting all afternoon or since 4:30, discussing our new sanctuary and different things that we're going to do to save money on that. But can I say something to you? It's going to take work to make that happen. It's not just going to happen. Now, you know what? We can sign a contract and pay a great big price and probably spend $2 million and not have to do nothing. But my opinion is this. Why spend $2 million on it when you can build it for less than half of that and then take the other part and give it to world missions? Right. Amen. Take the other part and invest in your community and make a difference. Amen. But it's going to take work to make that happen. Brother Mark and I was joking around a while ago, and he told Matthew, he said, you know what? He said, we got a new plumber. And Brother Matthew said, really? And he said, yeah. He said, we was in that men's meeting, and the preacher said that I was going to take the track hoe and dig the ditch, and he was going to lay all the pipe in the ditch for the new building. And I said, that's exactly right, man. And then I turned around, Miss Shea was sitting there, and I said, Miss Shea's going to help me. And they just kindly laughed about it, and I said, it's going to take work. And then my mind went back about 10 or 12 years ago. We done a remodel in here before this one that we've done this time. But it was about 10 or 12 years ago, and we replaced the toilets in the men's bathroom and in the women's bathroom. And they came in late on one Wednesday afternoon, and we was trying to get everything together to be able to have church in here that night. And Miss Tanya had been up here with Miss Leslie cleaning everything. And you know who set those toilets? Didn't have a clue about how to set them, but thank God for YouTube. Can I get an amen right there? You know who set those toilets? Me and Miss Tanya, while Miss Leslie was cleaning, went in there and set the toilets. And you say, well, how'd that work out? Well, they're still running today, praise God. No, we're not setting them in the new one, but they're still running today. No, we will in a heartbeat. You say, Prince Jordan, he said, it takes everybody coming together and working together. Did you know in the word team, I's not in it nowhere. You'll not find the letter I in team. It takes everybody. Noah was a worker. Let me show you three things about Noah working. Number one, Noah worked and walked. Noah worked and walked. Listen to what your Bible said in verse number 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah, what does the Bible say? Walked with God. Noah worked and walked. The greatest thing that can ever be said about any individual is that there was an individual that walked with God. They walked with God. I'm going to tell you something. The Bible in Genesis 5:24 talks about Enoch walked with God. Genesis 17:1, Abraham walked with God. Deuteronomy 13:4, God told Israel to walk after God. Colossians 2:6, Paul said to walk in God. Walk after God as a servant. Walk with God as a saint. And walk in God as a soldier. But walk with God in the midst of the work. So many times we get caught up in the work of God and forget about the God of the work. Can I say that again? So many times we get caught up in the work of God and forget about the God of the work. You know what, as the days began to come on us and we go into this building program and we're pouring our heart into it and we're working all we can, may we not forget to walk with God during those days. We must maintain a walk with God. You say, well, preacher, it's different days than when Noah lived. You're right. It is different days. It was this is not grammatically correct, but you're going to understand it. It was a more wickeder day in Noah's day than it is right now. Whenever you listen to what the Bible said in verse number 5. The Bible said this in verse number 5. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Everybody around Noah but his family had one thought in their mind, and that was evilness. But you know what? Noah still worked and walked with God. Number one, Noah worked and walked with God. Number two, I told you I was going to be quick tonight. Number two, Noah not only worked and walked, Noah worked and warned. Noah worked and warned. Whenever you study Noah out, you know what he does? He was a preacher of righteousness. Listen to what the Bible said. 2 Peter 2:5, and spare not the old world, but spare Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. This is what the Bible said in Hebrews 11:7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Can I say something? Noah never forgot what the main purpose of his life was. And the main purpose of his life was not just building an ark, but it was warning others around him of impending judgment. Hear me and hear me well tonight. Judgment is on the way. I promise you, God's going to judge America. I personally believe that judgment has already started on our country. God will judge America for the condition that she's in. God will judge this world for the condition that they're in. But even though we know judgment's coming, God is blessing us. May we never forget to warn those around us of impending judgment. I thought about this. Noah warned them. Enoch disappearing should have alerted the people in Genesis 5. Methuselah's death should have alerted the people in Genesis 5. The Spirit of God should have alerted the people in Genesis 6. For 120 years, Noah worked and warned. They should have been alerted to what was coming. But they still continued to do what they wanted to do. I'll never forget, I heard a preacher say this. Matter of fact, it may have been Brother Darrell Cox. He said, God didn't call me to save sinners. God called me to preach to sinners. I can't save them, but you know what I can do? I can warn them. And while we're working, may we walk with God, but may we warn them of impending judgment. Let me show you one more thing and I'll be done tonight. Noah worked and walked. Noah worked and warned. And I could preach a long time on this. I promise you, I'm just hitting the highlight. Number three, Noah worked and worshiped. Noah worked and worshiped. Listen to what the Bible said in chapter number 8. Chapter number 8, verse number 20. The Bible said this, and Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelt a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I again smite any more everything as I have done. Noah done what? Noah built an altar. And Noah worshiped God. Noah, in the midst of everything that he was doing, Noah never forgot where he found grace. What did the Bible say? Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And can I say something to you? In the midst of doing a great work, Noah never forgot where he found grace. Sometimes, and I know I've already said this, but sometimes we get so caught up in the work of God that we forget about the God of the work. May we never forget to worship Him. May we never forget to praise Him. May we never forget to exalt His name. May we never forget to give Him the credit for what He is doing. We sat here tonight fixing to go into a building program, not because something that we have done, not because we've managed the money right, not because we've done this or we've done that. We sit here tonight by the grace of God and the goodness of God and the blessings of God. And as we move forward, may we never forget to worship Him for who He is. I can promise you, when you quit worshiping Him, He'll quit blessing you. When you quit worshiping Him, He'll quit blessing you. I know that Noah messed up. You that knows the Word of God knows that after Noah got off the ark, that Noah ends up getting drunk. And you say, well, I just don't know about all of that. If you was here this morning, you know my stance on alcohol. You said, preacher, I just don't know about all of that. You know what? I don't know about all that either. But can I say something? If I had preached 120 years, nobody had got saved. I'd preached 120 years, nobody had got saved. I'd built an ark with just my boys, and I'd got in an ark and stayed in it for 40 days with everything that he had to go through. I don't know that I wouldn't have got drunk after it too. I'm just being honest with you. Now you said, preacher, you can go get drunk tonight. I ain't got no plans on it. Unless Leslie spikes the eggs and tater tots, I'll probably be all right. But what we see so many times through our Pharisaical eyes was, look what Noah done. Noah went and got drunk. Yeah, but Noah preached 120 years. I'm not justifying what Noah done, but Noah preached 120 years. Noah built an ark to the saving of his family. Noah warned a whole generation that judgment was coming. The Bible said Noah found grace in the eyes of God. The Bible said Noah was a preacher of righteousness. The Bible said Noah did right. He did mess up. But let's don't discredit Noah for everything he did right. So many times we want to take the small things, and he was not right in doing that. But we want to focus on that. Man, tonight, look what Noah did. And here's what I thought about, and you can come start playing softly. Here's what I thought about. What a great task that Noah had before him. Building an ark, building a boat, and guess what? It had never rained. You know, your Bible knows that. There's never been a drop of rain on the earth at this point. And Noah goes out there and goes to building a boat. And you want to talk about sarcasm. Noah, what are you doing? I'm building a boat. What's a boat? Floats on water. Why are you building something that floats on water? Because it's going to rain. What's rain? Water falling from the sky. Well, you've lost your mind, Noah. There ain't never been no waterfall from the sky. It's fixing to. If you don't get on the boat, you're going to die. Well, you're an idiot. Who told you that, God? You're crazy, Noah. I'm going to build a boat anyway. Could you just imagine? Can you just imagine? Noah was a man just like us. The anxiety that he faced. Can you just imagine the hardship that he faced? Can you just imagine the ridicule that he faced? But you know what he done? He done the work God gave him to do. God, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God gave Noah everything that he needed to accomplish the task that he had gave him to do. And the last time I read my Bible, the Bible said that God was no respecter of person. You know what that means? That what God done for one, God will do for all. And in the coming days, will there be times that it seems that our work is in vain? Absolutely. But hear me and hear me well. Just as Noah found grace in the eyes of God, we as a church tonight can find grace in the eyes of God. Working, making a difference. Working, making. He made a difference. He made a difference. He built an ark to save a nation and only saved his family. But don't take that only too lightly. He saved his family. Jochebed built an ark to save her family and saved a nation. Boy, that's another whole message within itself right there. In Moses. But anyway, working, making a difference. I want to ask you this question. I thought about this. I'm done. 6:40. Don't get used to it. But I thought about this. They had to be somebody that walked by every once in a while and just said, "Hey, Noah, doing a good job, man." It wasn't the world. His wife and his daughter-in-laws walked by every once in a while and said, "Hey, Noah, thank you. You're doing a good work." You say, "Well, preacher, you know what? I can't get in a ditch. Preacher, I can't do this. I can." Preacher, I just want you and the men to know we appreciate it. Are you hearing me tonight? That's as much as part of the work as being in the work. I thought about this. Somebody had to feed Noah. Somebody had to feed him. Somebody had to give him some beans and taters. I guess they had beans and taters. I don't know. I hope they had eggs. I mean, that'd be a rough life without no eggs and taters. I mean, hey, could you imagine life without French fries? This is the gospel, man. I can live off Chick-fil-A French fries and polypelagia sauce, whatever it's called. Yeah, that stuff. The poly sauce. Man, I love it. But could you imagine a world without taters? Surely Noah had taters. Somebody had to fix him some taters and feed him. Somebody had to pick the scraps up after he cut a board. Are you with me tonight? You said, preacher, what are you saying? There's room for everybody in the work. We was talking about the inside of the building, and a lot of the work that we're going to do on the inside of the building is the men of our church. And you know what? When we start that, we're going to need some sausage biscuits. We're going to need some country ham biscuits. Somebody say amen for country ham. We're going to need some bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits with some taters. You say, do you eat taters for breakfast? I eat taters for breakfast, for brunch, for lunch, for dinner, and for supper. Y'all with me? My wife will tell you, I want taters on the table. So when you bring breakfast, bring some taters with it. You say, what kind? Stewed, fried, raw? It don't matter. Just bring some. You want it lunch? You want it lunch? There ain't no need to go to Oak Grove and spend $427 on 12 pizzas. Somebody going to need to bring some lunch up here for the men working. You know what, kids? Somebody's going to need to come by in the evenings and sweep everything up and keep everything looking nice. The work. The work. The work. It'll make a difference. It'll make a difference. I thought about this the other day whenever we was framing that up out there. A couple of the boys was a whole lot younger. And they was running around wrestling in the yard. And I can just imagine one day sitting at the dinner table with their kids talking about the day that they framed a Sunday school wing up in one day. In one day. Now, I was just a kid, and I was running around fighting with this other little boy, but I'll never forget watching 40 men go to work. The work. Where's your place at in it? Noah worked and made a difference. Working, making a difference. Father.